Now, today is game day for the UNC women's basketball team. Round one of the NCAA tournament getting underway at 11:30 this morning in Columbia, South Carolina. UNC, the 8 seed, taking on 9 seed Michigan State for the right to meet probably top seed South Carolina in round two. Joined on the phone right now by Matt Krause, who is the voice of the Tar Heel women. You're going to hear him on the call later on today, and he's here with us on the phone. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks so much for having me. The coffee is brewed. We are ready to go for the very first tip-off of the entire first round. It's a little fun treat for the Tar Heels.
How excited are you about being able to call games like this? It's a really crunch time now for everyone.
It sure is, and it's an absolute blast. I mean, this is the biggest stage, right? This is two programs that represent some of the biggest brands in all of college sports and have rich histories in the sport of women's basketball, facing off for the right to, as you said, probably play the number one team in the country, barring a huge upset later on today. And so there's just so much on the line. Should be a good atmosphere in Columbia, should be a good amount of Tar Heels that have made the trip, just because it is so close to home compared to some of the other previous sites we've been to in this first weekend of the tournament. So a lot to be excited about.
There's been some great moments and some disappointing ones for the Tar Heels this season. Obviously, we won't be able to write the entire narrative until after the tournament wraps up, but what's been your take on the Tar Heels so far this year?
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's been up and down at times. There have been some really, really big wins over teams like outright Big 12 champion Oklahoma and an absolute defensive clinic in Charlotte. And then once you got into ACC play, wins over Syracuse, Notre Dame on the road for the first time ever, another home win against Louisville, and then anytime you beat NC State and Duke at home, those are memorable wins for the players, the staff, the fan base, everybody involved. But yet on the flip side, here we are in the middle of March, and since January the 28th, Aaron, the Tar Heels have squandered 4 leads of 13 points or more and have gone 1-3 in those games. So led Virginia by 13, let it get away, lost on the road. Led Duke by 14 on the road, let it get away, lost in overtime. And then the most recent action against Miami in the ACC tournament, led by 14 late in the first half, let it get away. The Hurricanes clamped down defensively in the second half and sent Carolina packing early in the ACC tournament in the second round. And so you just kind of wonder at points what Tar Heel team is going to show up. And I'm going to use some words from head coach Courtney Banghart. And she said that, you know, this team's identity is defense. And when her team is connected defensively, playing as a group of 5 players all locked in, they can be really, really good. And that's what we saw against Oklahoma, against Notre Dame. But if there are stretches where they don't adhere to those defensive principles in the manner in which they practice and the manner in which they strive to achieve, then you can get into a little bit of a lull, and that's when things can go sideways for Carolina.
Speaking with Matt Krause, voice of the Tar Heel women's basketball team. Again, 11:30 tip-off today as Carolina takes on Michigan State, the 8-9 game in round one of the tournament, Columbia, South Carolina. Our pregame coverage will start at 11, so keep it tuned to us for that. I mentioned Michigan State is the opponent. What should we know about the Spartans?
Aaron, this is a team that loves to shoot the three. They've got 5 players on the floor at any time that can shoot the three, so it's a team that utilizes, you know, the stretch four and the stretch five in the lineup. Very modern basketball. First-year head coach Robin Frelick, who was very successful at the Division II level, won a national championship there, then spent 5 years at Bowling Green in the Mid-American Conference, took them to several postseasons, now in her first season at Michigan State. So she's a little bit further behind on her program identity build, if you will, compared to Coach Banghart. But the two of them have a relationship that they fostered through the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. Coach Banghart said she texted Coach Frelick as soon as the announcement was made on Sunday night that it would be the Tar Heels and the Spartans. That's kind of a cool subplot. But yeah, definitely a very different style from Carolina in the sense that Michigan State can really put up the threes. They're top 15 nationally in scoring offense, field goal percentage, all that stuff. But then when you look at the defensive side of the ball, they are bottom 75 in the country there. So they're a team that wants to play fast, is susceptible to giving up points, but can can also score a bunch. Should be a fun clash of styles.
And in terms of keys to victory for Carolina, you mentioned obviously defense, playing a full 40 minutes. They get up double digits. They got to hang on to those leads. Who needs to step up, do you think, for Carolina to get the win today?
Obviously, the headlines are always Deja Kelly and Alyssa Usby. And yes, they need to play very, very well. But it's somebody else. Who else can be that next scorer for the Tar Heels? Is it the defense is paying attention to Dejan, so she's able to kick it out to Lexi Nadarski for open threes, and Nadarski hits 4, 5, 6 threes, something like that? That's a possibility. India Navarre using her athleticism off the bench, making her way into double figures and scoring. That would be nice to see. So I think, number one, Kelly and Usby need to play really, really well to their maximum potential. And number two, they need to get someone else involved to be that third scorer to keep pace with the high-powered offense of Michigan State.
Speaking with Matt Krause, voice of the Tar Heel women, and we'll start to wrap up so you can hang on to all of your voice for the game today. It's going to be a lot of excitement in Columbia, but before we do, obviously Carolina can't look ahead beyond Michigan State, but we can. If Carolina gets past MSU today, presumably South Carolina looms in round two. Now, they're undefeated, number one team in the nation, number one seed in the tournament, but UNC has played them tough several times in the recent past, so what's it going to take to get past South Carolina line into the Sweet 16?
Yeah, I'll spin it right back on you. So in the last three seasons, there have been two teams that have played South Carolina multiple times and not suffered a double-digit defeat. Stanford, who's one of the best programs in the country, and the Tar Heels. Carolina fell by 8 in the Sweet 16 in 2022, and then a 7-point defeat in the ACC-SEC Challenge at Carmichael Arena earlier this season. Listen, South Carolina is a very potent team. They've got the inside force in Camila Cardoso, who is one of the best centers, if not the best center in the entire country. They are much better shooting the three-pointer this season than they have been in years past, thanks to Oregon transfer Tahina Pau-Pau. Carolina is going to need to, number one, stay out of foul trouble, and number two, be able to effectively take away the inside game of Cardoso, make her frustrated, and take away easy point-blank opportunities at the rim with her size, whether that's Anya Poole and Maria Gakdang getting involved. But then if you do double, make sure that you're not leaving players like Tahina Pau-Pau open on the perimeter to knock down a bunch of threes. So, yes, there's going to be a little bit of luck involved anytime that you're competitive with South Carolina, especially in Columbia in front of, you know, a lot of fans in Colonial Life Arena. But also, there are ways that it can be done. Carolina's got the blueprint from earlier on this year in Carmichael, and they'll just have to execute it just that little bit better on the road and in the month of March if they're fortunate enough to see the Gamecocks on Sunday.
That's a couple days out. Game one today against Michigan State, 11:30 tip-off time in Columbia, South Carolina. We'll have it all for you right here on 97.9 The Hill with Matt Krause on the call. Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Looking forward to hearing the game later today.
Aaron, thanks so much for having me. Go Heels. Should be a fun one.